It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll meet a man from the country of Lebanon who went on a tour of places named Lebanon in the United States, including two in Wisconsin.
First, Wisconsin's Budget Writing Committee was supposed to vote on the UW system funding on Tuesday, but delayed that vote until today.
Like other major elements of the governor's proposed budget, funding for the UW system saw disagreements not just between Democrats and Republicans, but between Governor Walker and some members of his own party.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and he joins us now with the latest. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Sean, as we said yesterday, the JFC Joint Finance Committee decided to wait a day until they voted on funding for UW. Where do things stand with that vote today?
Yeah, the thing that they were hung up on earlier this week was the tuition cut that the governor proposed. He wanted a 5% tuition cut in the second year of the budget. They worked out their differences. They, being Republican lawmakers, they're going to get rid of that tuition cut, and they are going to freeze tuition instead. So under the plan that they're going to adopt today, the legislature's budget committee, tuition would be frozen for UW campuses for another 2 years. So that would be, once it's all said and done, that'd be 6 years in a row that tuition had been frozen at the University of Wisconsin for in-state students.
And what do we know about how they came to that decision?
It ended up being the middle ground in this case. There was some talk earlier this year that there were Republican lawmakers who were saying they were open to letting the University of Wisconsin increase tuition maybe in the second year of the budget. You know, that they're cognizant that the university gets a sizable portion of its revenue from tuition. It gets more revenue from tuition than it does from state tax dollars by a long shot nowadays. So there was some talk of that earlier in the year. They didn't end up there, though. It ended up being a choice, or was presented as a choice, between a 5% tuition cut that the governor wanted or the freeze, and they went with the freeze.
Right. As you said, this was not Governor Walker's first plan. He'd wanted a second year 5% cut. What has his reaction been today?
So he hinted that this was going to happen earlier in the day. He had a press conference in Neenah where he was talking about transportation, but he was asked about the UW budget. He said he wanted the cut, but he'd be happy with the freeze. So that's where the governor is on this. I mean, in terms of disagreements in this budget, I mean, this was momentary. It was very out in the open, but it's nothing like the disagreement that Republican lawmakers are having with their governor when it comes to transportation funding, for example.
Now, another aspect of UW funding, one in particular that Governor Walker was looking for, was to bring performance-based funding to the UW. And tell us the latest there. What happened?
Yeah, so they're going to do that, but they're not going to do it exactly the way that the governor wanted to do it. He proposed spending $42 million in new funding, state tax funding, on performance-based funding. So it would go in different proportions to University of Wisconsin campuses based on how they hit a variety of performance metrics. The governor's budget was pretty specific. I mean, he had a lot of performance metrics that he wanted to see in there, such as the number of degrees completed in math, science, and engineering, and the amount of time that faculty spend doing instruction versus the amount of time they spend on research. The plan that's going to clear the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, likely with Republican-only votes, is a lot more general. It lets the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents set the performance metrics. It gives some general goals of degree attainment that it wants to see, but it's not as prescriptive as the governor would have been. It also doesn't spend as much money as the governor would have spent. It spends about $31 million in the next budget on performance funding. The governor would have spent about $42 million.
And how has that tweak been seen, both by the university community and by Governor Walker?
It's early to say. I mean, the performance funding measures that were in the governor's budget, there were a lot of potential shortfalls or pitfalls, excuse me, that are identified with his plan by the legislature's nonpartisan budget office. That being that, they didn't really measure growth at an institution. So if a university campus was improving, it might still get stuck with the same performance funding every year because it wasn't leapfrogging other university campuses or other UW campuses. You know, those potential issues with the initial plan went away, but when it comes to dollars behind the plan, those went away too. I mean, there's just not as much money in the plan that Republican lawmakers are about to approve here today. Overall, they're going to increase spending at the University of Wisconsin by $36 million. I mean, that's not nothing, but when you're talking a multi-billion dollar state budget, you know, that's, and the University of Wisconsin system has seen its funding cut in five of the last six budgets, it's not a huge increase.
Sean Johnson is with us right now. He's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, joining us with the latest on the Joint Finance Committee's decisions on UW funding, and we'll be hearing more about that. And Sean, this was part of an omnibus motion. Can you tell us a little bit more about what else was considered today?
Yes, I mean, omnibus motion, for those who don't follow the Finance Committee, is a basically a way for them to vote on everything at once. I mean, the legislature's budget office divides up the budget into subject areas. You know, in theory, the legislature is then able to vote on each one of those and discuss each one of those and give it a little more time. What they tend to do, though, on big topics like the UW, is they just say, here's what we're going to do on everything. So they did that today, and in addition to the tuition money that we talked about, the performance metrics, there is new funding in there for something that was announced this week, the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Right, what is that?
So it would be based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. This is something that was announced by Republican lawmakers, and while the University of Wisconsin-Madison says it's been in the works for a couple years, and you know, they very much view it as a nonpartisan research center or leadership center. This is something that Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, said would balance out liberal voices on campus, were his words. And so what you see in this budget motion that's out today is $3 million in state taxpayer funding over the next couple of years to fund the Thompson Center. At least $500,000 of that would have to go to campuses other than Madison to support bringing in speakers. We don't know, you know, what that's going to mean in practice, but that funding would be there for that purpose. And part of some of the people who would decide how to spend the money would be the board. We know now, under this budget motion that's out there today, that board would be made up with somebody who is from the Thompson Foundation, so a charitable arm that's in his name, somebody who is a former staffer for Tommy Thompson, so one of the many people who got their start in government by working for the longest-serving governor in Wisconsin history. And then you'd have four members supported who would be nominated by legislative leaders. Those people are right now Republicans. So it would definitely have a Republican board making the decisions for how to spend this money.
And as you were getting it, Sean, some Republican lawmakers have been vocal advocates for what they call intellectual diversity on UW campuses. And what they're saying in particular is looking for more conservative voices to come in and speak at the campus. But do we know whether this Tommy Thompson Center on Public Leadership also has bipartisan support?
They didn't present it that way. I mean, it has the support of the university, and the university was working on it for a couple of years, but when it was presented, it was Republican legislators and Governor Scott Walker. Governor Thompson wasn't even there. You know, he said in an interview in one of the Madison newspapers that, you know, he felt honored by the center, but he wasn't a part of its unveiling. We'll see what kind of speakers that they bring to campus and what kind of research they do. You know, I think Speaker Voss's, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's vision of what this center is going to be might be different than some of the people who've been working on it for the past couple of years to get it off the ground.
And Sean, another aspect of this omnibus motion that was considered today was the authorization of the creation of an engineering school at UW-Green Bay.
Yeah, and they are not, though, going to take up the overall capital budget or the building budget for the university system today. That is still in the works. And there are, I think the overriding theme in that budget is that the university is not getting much of what it asked for in terms of new buildings or repairs to current buildings. Second budget in the row where Governor Walker has had a fairly austere capital budget or, you know, vertical building budget. And, you know, the, most of the projects that the university wanted were declined.
And, Sean, finally, one more aspect we should talk about is prohibition of the regents from transferring funds to the UW-Oshkosh Foundation. I don't know if you have any more details on that.
This is something that Republican lawmakers in particular have been watching just because there have been revelations coming out as to, you know, how money was spent up there. A lot of them view it as inappropriately when it comes to fundraising by a former chancellor there. So there had been some thought that that might be used to cut overall funding for the university, potentially, if lawmakers wanted to, you know, spend money elsewhere in the budget. They didn't go that route, but they're giving more scrutiny to the UW-Oshkosh.
And, Sean, as we wrap up, what's next?
There's a lot on the agenda today for the Budget Committee. They have, once they wrap up the budget for the University of Wisconsin system, they have some pretty big proposals from the governor when it comes to Medicaid, when it comes to, you know, Badger Care. He wants to have a work requirement for getting Badger Care for adults without kids. He wants to put new requirements on food share, you know, when it comes to getting that. There are a variety of ways in which the governor wants to restrict public benefits based either on, you know, making people work to get those benefits or making them drug test to get those benefits. In some cases, we'd be the first state in the nation to do them.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, with us there with the latest on UW funding, which is now before the state legislature's budget writing committee.
Coming up, there are two places named Lebanon in Wisconsin. We'll meet a photographer from the country of Lebanon who visited both of them as part of a national tour of American Lebanons. Stay with us here on Central Time.